What's it like to make $28,000 in less than 10 seconds? I don't know, but you could ask Jeff Bezos. It's the Business News Hour for Thursday, the 3rd of May. Welcome to the broadcast. In other business news today, it was a wild ride on Wall Street, and we'll share the details. In other Amazon news, what cities know they are out from the HQ2 search for a home? And the stunning story about home mortgages in Berkshire Hathaway. Soybeans, China, and the Trump administration? Well, the chickens may be coming home to roost. Those stories and more, what happened on the markets, and our guests this half hour. You know him from KCCI TV8. Marcus McIntosh will talk about that world and his side hustle. And then Jeff Pitts from Cityview is with us. Stuff to do in the metro. That business news? Well, hang on, because that is coming up next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Aurion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could just switch off your HR issues? Then you wouldn't have to deal with payroll, benefits, onboarding, or compliance. Instead, you could focus on growing and improving your business. Well, Aurion is that switch. Aurion provides attractive and competitive benefits, mitigates employer risks, manages a wide variety of HR transactions, and stays on top of ever-changing employment regulations so you don't have to. Flip the switch and visit AUREON to get started.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses like yours with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. Our knowledgeable consultants uncover your communication challenges and provide visible solutions. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers. We're more than fast, more than signs, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Welcome back to the Thursday edition of the Business News Hour. So grateful that you guys clicked on through for us. You know, the median salary for an Amazon employee is roughly $28,000 annually. Meanwhile, the boss, that would be Jeff Bezos, makes that much every 10 seconds. We're not making this up. The commerce giant confirmed in an SEC filing last month that its median worker, that's the person who makes more than half of the staff and less than half of the staff, right there in the middle, earned $28,446 in 2017. For comparison, Bezos' annual compensation last year was over $1.6 million. Now, to be sure, $1.6 million for the CEO of a company that big isn't a lot of money. It's kind of low. But he's not called the richest man in the world for no reason. His net worth is skyrocketing, mostly due to the fact that he owns about 80 million shares of Amazon stock. Now, here's where we have to do some math. According to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index, Bezos' net worth on January 1st of this year was $99 billion. On May 1st, that would have been like, what, a couple of days ago? It was $132 billion, meaning it rose $33 billion in 4 months. Now, if you divide that difference by the 120 days in the period, you'll find that he made about $275 million a day. You keep on going with the math, and the clincher is Jeff Bezos makes $3,182 every second. Meanwhile, Amazon has more than 560,000 employees when you include full and part-time workers, which the company did when it calculated its median employee pay. An Amazon representative had told CNN that, quote, in the United States, the average hourly wage for a full-time associate in our fulfillment centers, including cash, stock, and incentive bonuses, is over $15 an hour before overtime. I'll leave that right there. In a related story today, Business Insider has this interesting article about workers in Amazon warehouses who fear taking a bathroom break because they would miss their quota of picking merchandise. This is stunning. A former Amazon warehouse worker has described that he was stopped in his tracks by awful smells coming from the trash cans. The stench, he said, was unmistakable, and it left him only one conclusion: that his co-workers were so worried about taking a bathroom break they'd resorted to urinating in the bin. Now, his story has echoes of an investigation by author James Bloodworth, who went undercover as a picker in an Amazon warehouse in the United Kingdom. He told Business Insider how he found a bottle of urine and said it was due to people being afraid to go to the bathroom and missing their strict targets. Targets are how many things pickers have to pick from the shelves to be able to be employed there. Now, since publishing Bloodworth's story, Business Insider was contacted by more than 30 people claiming to be Amazon workers in the U.S., U.K., and Germany. They had horror stories from working in the warehouses. The company verified some of their accounts through employment documentation and interviews, and they paint a picture of constant surveillance and a crippling fear of missing those picking targets. Meanwhile, a spokeswoman said, quote, "Amazon is proud to have created over 130,000 new jobs in the last year alone. These are good jobs with highly competitive pay and benefits. One of the reasons we've been able to attract so many people to join us is that our number one priority is to ensure a positive and safe working environment," end quote. This is sounding like the Amazon hour. It is. I got another Amazon story for you. 20 cities were in the mix to get the new Amazon HQ2. Some are still in the running, however, others are not. Who? Detroit was told they did not make the cut. So too was Cincinnati. HQ2 will not be moving to Sacramento either. That leaves about 17 still in the running if you're keeping score, and we are. And I promise that's the final Amazon story today, okay? There's another article running around that Berkshire Hathaway home mortgage companies are busy, really busy, doing home loans. Trouble is, they tend to focus on white folks. The AP carried this story about Trident Mortgage Company, that's a division of Berkshire Hathaway, says they help more families buy homes in Philadelphia and neighboring Camden, New Jersey than any other company. But it primarily serves one demographic, white people. All of Trident's offices are in white neighborhoods where it makes the overwhelming majority of its loans to white homebuyers. And Trident employs a nearly all-white team of mortgage consultants. Berkshire Hathaway's affiliated mortgage companies have followed a constant pattern. Government lending data, reviewed by Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting, shows the companies direct their lending toward white borrowers in white neighborhoods, even in metros like Philadelphia, where a majority of residents are people of color. Reveal's analysis also found people of color were far more likely to be denied a loan in many of Berkshire Hathaway's largest markets, including Atlanta, Philadelphia, and in Washington, D.C. Legal experts say Berkshire Hathaway's mortgage companies were carrying out the very practices outlawed by the Fair Housing Act. That is a 50-year-old law that banned racial discrimination in lending by locating their branches in white neighborhoods, employing mortgage consultants who, from their websites, appear to be overwhelmingly white and in lending mostly to white borrowers. Reveal conducted a market share analysis covering millions of loan records made available under the Home Mortgage Disclosure Act, employing techniques the Federal Reserve and the Department of Justice used to spotlight lending discrepancies. The analysis compared the racial breakdowns of mortgage lending for every lender in every city in America. And it showed Berkshire Hathaway's mortgage companies took in a far greater proportion of their conventional loan applications from white homebuyers than their competitors in its largest markets in both 2015 and 2016. Well, it may finally have hit home. According to a Bloomberg report, China may no longer be buying U.S. soybeans. That's all in the wake of growing trade divisions between this country and, China. Experts in agriculture say the Chinese are buying soybeans in Canada and mostly Brazil, but very deliberately not buying anything from the United States. China happens to be the largest buyer of U.S. soybeans, purchasing $14 billion of the commodity just last year alone. Iowa is the nation's second largest grower of soybeans. Farmers here in this state are expecting to plant 9.8 million acres this spring as they hit the fields. That's up over last year, by the way. But Iowa may not be welcome as a trading partner. Why? Well, Chinese buyers would almost always be better off buying Brazilian or Canadian soybeans rather than take a chance of paying a 25% duty on U.S. soybeans. The chickens? Are they coming home to roost? Earlier today, I sat down with KCCI TV8 newsman Marcus McIntosh. We talked about the world of TV news, who's watching, how much they watch, how social media plays into his daily work schedule, and we also introduce you to his side hustle. Hey, we all have to have one, it seems. Marcus McIntosh, coming up next here on the Business News Hour.
Saw him dancing there by the wreck of machine. About 17.